Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
To paradise, the south of France, in the midst of either a civil war or a revolution, choose your metaphor. According to the president of France, Emmanuel Macron, calling an election that was not required. The vote starts Sunday, and then there's a second round the following Sunday. Calling this election has led to the possibility, says the president of France, of civil war. So I call him in immediately to civil war territory. That would be the south of France, which is dominated by the farmers and their tractors and their herds and their sunflowers and the perfect weather. Simon, a very good day to you in paradise. I understand your climate has caught up with the climate here in New England. It's in the 90s today. How is it with you? Good evening.
Good evening to you, too. Again, the highs were in the 90s, just into the 90s. I think if it got any hotter, I might shrivel up into a crisp something that would break. But yes, it's sunny. It's not raining. It's a very light breeze. It's very nice here at the moment. And the crops are looking good and the farmers are looking happy.
Happy because of the politics. But let's go to commodities first. Any sharp change in either the energy complex that everybody pays for or the food complex?
Let me go through what hasn't changed. Basically, diesel prices are remaining quite low. The average current price is about €1.71 a litre. I'm getting slightly lower than that, but it's not far different, and it's still a reasonable price compared to what we've seen in the recent history. Brent crude at about 85, so not much different to last time we talked. And wheat has come back down again. Now, that is a fairly big change. It's come down from 700 to 550. $5.50 a bushel. So that's a fairly big slide, and that's a good sign for all of us. Now we've got coffee pulling back. It's now at $2.26 a pound. Don't expect to get that in the shops, but it is down, and maybe we'll filter through later to what you actually pay at the shops, which is obviously a lot more than that. And then cocoa, which was not so long ago up at $12,000 a ton of cocoa. It's now down to just below $8,000 a ton, which is great for anyone who likes chocolate. And I think everyone likes chocolate, really, even if they say they don't. And orange juice has come back down too. It was approaching $5 a pound. Now it's down at $4.28. So all in the good direction, really, or no direction is fine because it's not getting worse. And a lot of the rest of it's coming down. So hopefully that gives a bit of extra disposable cash to people, maybe in a few months.
Yes, and now you can enjoy your cake and your coffee and your orange juice and your chocolate all together while you contemplate the election. So we go to your profile of Jason Bardella, the man who will be prime minister, presuming the national rally does well in the polling. You have polling information from France. The best that I have here far, far away is the national rally is doing well. So is a coalition of the leftist parties doing well. What is not doing well is Emmanuel Macron. What are the numbers looking like to you, Simon?
Well, the numbers are looking like the national rally is way ahead of any competitors. So they're at 34% of the vote as of June 25th. So that's recent enough for us to say, that's interesting. And now the leftist coalition, the so-called NFP, is at 28%, and that's presuming that that coalition stays together. And then you have to go, way down. So to see anything else that makes any sense, the ENS, which is, I'm going to tell you exactly what that is. That's at 20% now. And that's the Ensemble Citoyens. And it's a liberal political coalition of France, but they're only getting 20%. And then there's a whole load of others down right at the bottom with single digit shares of it, and it looks like we really are going to see a sweep to the national rally. One thing I was particularly impressed with was Jordan Bardella coming out and saying, we can't recognize Palestine because that, his words paraphrased, because that way we will be recognizing terrorism. We will not do that. We will recognize Israel. So clearly stating out what his view is, and that is attracting Jewish voters in France, and we'll see how that goes. And it doesn't seem like the opposition has a lot to say about that sort of stance at the moment. It's difficult to know where this will go, other than the fiscal problems, which we've talked about before. France is stretched financially.
Yes, yeah, so Emmanuel Macron, who will remain in office, this is not about the presidency. He will remain in office no matter the assembly's final vote. The final vote is on July 7th. The trend is national rally, which is where Simon lives. He lives in the national rally. This is the agricultural base, not just of France, but for the whole of the EU. The French farmers dominated the conversation, and they have reason to be extremely positive. Simon, when you go into town, do you see posters or advertisements? What is a French election like? Everybody's talking about it. Do they advertise it on in the shops?
Not at all. I have not seen any adverts in the shops. I think it's primarily done by TV, news TV. And I think that that's where it's going across, and maybe door-to-door canvassing. Now, as a non-Frenchman, married to a non-French woman, we haven't been approached to vote, right? Because we can't vote. So it's not, I think this is going to be a very much a palm shaking and cheek kissing episode.
Let's go to where you do vote. That would be the big vote on July 4th. Funny date that Rishi Sunak chose for the parliament. The numbers there have been indicating Labour is going to dominate, but that might be changing. How so, Simon? We have a couple of minutes.
This is fascinating. Labour's still quite considerably in the lead, and it's at 41% as of June 24th, which is, again, quite recent, and that's a fall from what it was a few weeks ago. Now, we've got the Conservatives at 20 and the Reform Party at 17. So it looks like that Labour will take a sweep. But if you start including things like the margin of error and the fact that the Reform Party's never really been polled before, and then see what the actual results are, because the actual results, then you look at what your data was, might be disjointed in some way. So it could be that it's either a lot more than that 17% or a lot less. We don't know yet, and we won't know till we get the results of the vote, which will be coming in the middle of the night on July the 4th, when Americans won't care anything about what's going on in Britain, which is kind of interesting. But it is possible. I looked at some of it, and it looked to me like if Labour came in at the bottom of its range, based with the margin of error, and the Conservatives and the Reform Party come in at the top of the range, then the Conservatives and Reform Party could form a coalition and continue ruling. I don't know if that is going to happen. I don't know if it's likely, but it is possible based on the data we've seen. So we shall see. It'll be very interesting.
In other words, Nigel Farage's personality is being polled positively at this moment. It could be
at this moment, yes, and it's getting better all the time.
Yes, Nigel Farage on the English Channel yesterday was brilliant, brilliant marketing. He didn't have to say a word, just wandering around in the English Channel. I wonder what he's talking about. Simon Constable in the south of France, where it's in the 90s, and that matches what it is in New England. It's beautiful in the south of France. It's beautiful in New England. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Patrick.